And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. Well, my wife and I moved to Half Moon Bay over 44 years ago, and during the time that we've been here, the one thing that we've noticed is that Half Moon Bay never disappoints when it comes to things of a controversial nature. And once again, there is controversy in the city of Half Moon Bay, and it centers around the plans to build a large structure at 555 Kelly Avenue. There are some people that think that is not a good idea, and there is actually an organization by the name of Let Half Moon Bay Voters Decide, and we have a representative from that organization, Hal Bogner. Welcome, Hal.
Thank you, Jim.
Why don't you tell our listeners what it is about this project that doesn't seem right to you?
Well, I appeared before the city council at their priority setting workshop day a couple of years ago and pointed out to them that the question of whether we're going to have five-story apartment buildings in the city of Half Moon Bay, which currently has a three-story height limit on such buildings, that's a question which I believe should go before the voters, because once there's one five-story building, there will be people coming to them to build more, and someday there will be more. To me, that's a major decision that affects the future of what this town will look like. You've got me, by the way, I've been here only for 33 years. I've seen many issues be brought to the ballot and a consensus formed by the community, a clear decision made one way or the other, and everybody said, okay, we voted, we move on. I believe that the question of whether there will be five-story buildings is one that should go before the voters.
Why don't we tell the people a little bit why this is more than just a five-story building? The city council, as I understand it, basically went against their own rules and regulations for height restrictions because supposedly this would be something for the farmer community. And because of all of the publicity over the recent years concerning our farming community, they went ahead and basically broke their own rules to put this forward. And part of the problem, as I see it, is that there are some people that are willing to go along with it just because they think it's for a worthy cause. Does that impact the situation in your eyes?
Well, from our point of view, Jim, what we're doing here is making sure that the question can be placed in front of the voters in November. And as long as we achieve 10% of the voters of the city signing to place this on the ballot, all of those questions can be discussed pro and con in the run-up to the election. That's the reason for getting something on the ballot. So we're not expressing any opinion as to the merits. There are people who've come to us and said they support this, but in another location where it can fit within the city's zoning height limit. There are people who want other changes or object to something, but none of that is of our concern here. The only concern is being able to allow the electorate as a whole. In fact, you know, we've seen at a number of city meetings, a lot of people come and express strong opinions on both sides of this particular choice, and there are still many, many people here in Half Moon Bay who haven't come to meetings, haven't expressed strong opinions, may not have strong opinions, may not even be informed, and as voters, they have the right to be heard as well.
Well, it's really how democracy works. In other words, rather than having just a few people decide something of a major nature, and I think that we, in our previous discussion before we went on the interview here, talked about the tunnel, whether it was the bridge issue downtown. There have been many issues which has been rather controversial in the community over the years, and many of them have been decided by the voters.
I agree, and I, having arrived here 33 years ago, my first experience was watching, while in line at the Half Moon Bay Coffee Company, one person ask another person about this Measure T, tunnel measure, and they were just lambasted immediately as though they were on one side or the other, and they're like, wait a minute, I'm new here, and I just asked a question. I didn't even know what this is about. Well, over the years, I watched John Lynch, the fellow in the Uncle Sam hat, collect signatures to put many, many things on the ballot, and I always admired that. So, you know, here we are. John is not with us any longer. But, you know, people have stepped up again to put things on the ballot. One thing that you also mentioned about the Half Moon Bay Main Street Bridge, you know, that was a major decision, whether we keep the character in the bridge or see downtown shut down for a year and a half at that entrance during reconstruction or replacement of the bridge. And we ended up, you know, with a measure that I worked for and a lot of people worked for. And overwhelmingly, the people of the town decided we'll keep the bridge as it is. It's structurally sound, maybe make some, you know, improvements to its appearance or replace wood planking, things like that. This is the purview of the voters.
But you're collecting signatures, and the main point for that, I understand, is Safeway in the Strawflower Shopping Center. And what hours are your people there? If a person is listening to this and they're interested in signing the petition just for the purpose of getting this on the ballot, it's not whether it's right, whether it's wrong. It's a matter of this particular building being constructed at this particular place. So if they want to sign up and support the concept of getting it on the ballot, what are your hours that people can go there and sign?
So we have volunteers working in the community in multiple ways, but the one single constant point of contact is every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. we have a table outside of Safeway, and anyone who is a registered voter eligible to vote in the city of Half Moon Bay have to live within the city limits. So there are some people who are like not quite sure they can ask there. They can come anytime and sign the petition. There are also other petitions circulating in the community, and periodically there are other locations where signatures are being gathered as well.
Now, the name of your organization is LetHMBVotersDecide.com. That's a website that people can go to get more information?
Yes. The basic information is really straightforward. It's the question of placing this major question on the ballot. LetHMBVotersDecide.com is our website. We also have an attorney in Sacramento who advises us and prepares the formal materials. So we do have a small amount of bills to pay. Everyone working on this are volunteers. We do have a small number of donors, and there is a donation page on the website as well. We appreciate very much the support we've received so far, and we hope to continue so that the attorneys in Sacramento can feed their children as well.
Okay, very good. What is the deadline for getting these signatures?
We're having this conversation on June 2nd, and I believe our deadline is exactly 2 weeks from now, June 16th. So for the next two weekends and all of the weekdays in between and just beyond, we still collect more signatures. We generally aim for at least a 25 to 50% margin above the 800 or so signatures that are the minimum. There being 8,006, I believe, registered voters currently in the city of Half Moon Bay.
When the signatures are collected and presented to the city and it goes on the ballot, that will be what, November?
I believe that the timeline includes a period for review at the county to verify the signatures. Then it comes back to the Half Moon Bay City Council, which has a choice, if we've collected enough signatures, to simply adopt what the voters are asking and overturn the ordinance leasing the building for 99 years for $1 a year. And if that stops, then it doesn't go to the voters. But the council has clearly, stated that this is a question that if it gets enough signatures, they will send to the voters. And as long as that all occurs by some date in August, it will appear on the November ballot.
Thank you for coming in and sharing this with us. Your final remarks?
There is one thing I wanted to point out, which is 2 years ago, at a time when the permits for this planned building were approved through the Planning Commission and then over an appeal at the City Council, we collected 1,179 signatures in 3 weeks at that time to put it on the ballot 2 years ago. The city refused to put it on the ballot, saying it was an administrative approval of a permit and that it wasn't a legislative decision by the City Council, and that therefore it was not subject to referendum. although we disagreed with that at the time, we basically said, look, when you come back and you actually go to lease the city property to the builder to be able to take possession and build this, that will be a decision of the city council where you've had to consider how much money, how much time, many other decisions go into it as well. So it's an absolutely referendable. But one question which has been asked by a few people is, I signed 2 years ago. Do I need to sign again? And the answer is yes. During this 30-day period, we need to collect signatures for this particular effort to put it on the ballot. So if you signed 2 years ago, please come down and sign again. Thank you.
Well, Hal, thank you for coming in and sharing that. And we'll be interested in the results. Keep us appraised.
Thank you, Jim.
Hal Bogner is with the group LetHMBVotersDecide.com. If you agree that Half Moon Bay voters should have the final say on the subject of allowing high-rise buildings in the city, visit LetHMBVotersDecide.com. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.